listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
Yes, it worked flawlessly. And by that, I mean halfway through the intro, I hit the mute button. But you know what? Luckily, I didn't say
anything.
That's
as flawless as we can make it.
I'm your host, Derek. That's also Derek. We're kind of going back to a weird different layout. We're trying different things. We're just trying to be optimized. I don't know. I have no idea what I'm doing anymore. I'm too old for this.
I need my like rut. Everything. We fear change.
Yeah, we do fear change. So remember, we're Goons, Games, and Gear. We're the sexiest gaming podcast in the world. That's actually definitively true. The voice actor for Master Chief. Wait, no, not Master Chief. The Killstreaks.
Like, Killstreaks.
He says it in the intro, and that's him. I'm just saying, I paid good money. I paid good money. I mean, we don't need the message anymore, but we got the what we needed from it, right?
That's all right. We're endorsed by The Offspring. I went and saw them over the weekend. They literally said on stage, listen to Goons, Games, and Gear.
No way. What? Why'd you tell me this?
Anybody not at the concert will never know about the truth or not. So. But they told me that I was allowed to tell people.
It's allowed to tell people. Interesting. So... you think anyone has a recording of it and then just like everyone listen to Goons, Games, Gear, like it's a different voice and all, or is it
pretty much
gotcha. Okay, good to know. I also want to note that I stopped drinking Monster for a while in terms of like recording, but I was just tired, so I'm back at it, boys, don't worry.
I got one upstairs. I was really half tempted to drink it.
Oh, you should have. We could have been Monster buddies. Monster sponsors. Right. Monster, come on. Monster.
Monster, please.
Come on. We already got the Badoo John out. Sign. Come on.
I know. I got to figure out how to get in touch with them and reach out. Be like, look, I'm on my last leg here, dude. I need this one.
Please.
Give me the Monster fridge.
How about, like, I want a sign behind me that says Monster Zone. Like, you have her Badoo.
Yeah.
You know, that's the, or, you know, again, Monster, G Fuel,
Pokemon, like fever dream level sponsorship.
I don't think Pokemon has ever sponsored anyone. Literally, like I don't think they probably don't need to, but
they're probably, right.
Yeah, like
Smiling Friends. Sponsor
that. That's like the ultimate dream. If they invite us for an episode of them, like just crapping on podcasts.
Like, oh, and we're like in the podcast group.
Yeah. Zach can't touch us. I can be like, Zach can be like, who listens to this garbage? I don't know.
Man, I love it.
I don't know, Charlie. I think it's really great. Yeah, I can picture Pip being optimistic. Charlie just
trying the best, Charlie.
They're trying their best, Charlie. Ooh, okay. Wow. So a little change in the last, three or four episodes. We actually have things to talk about, which is kind of a shocker.
Yeah. It actually happened in the industry.
It's crazy. So like, comment, subscribe, join our Discord, rate our stuff on Apple and Spotify specifically, join our TikTok, get us to 3,000 followers so we can live stream on there too and spread the awareness. And also, we still have our donation link for anyone who's smart enough to donate and to help us through these trying times. Because every day we're battling bankruptcy. Derek's battling his inner demons. I'm battling bankruptcy. He's also battling bankruptcy. Everyone's battling bankruptcy. It's terrible.
Yeah, there's no money. We're going broke. We're recording this on an iPhone 4.
You ever heard of being in the red? Yeah, we're in like deep red, okay? Like,
we're in dark red.
We're in dark, it's dark red. I took out a lot of loans from shady people. I'm not proud of them. Okay. Okay, let's do this. Okay, I scrolled to the wrong part, and here we go. Okay, Starfield, let's talk about it. I think I clocked in about 25 to 30 hours now. I feel like you're probably close to 10 after launch.
Yeah, I just went on and looked before we started. I have like 12 hours in the game.
Yeah, it's like, we're probably not even going to ever do an actual review on it because I don't know when we're going to finish it collectively.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm seeing conflicting reports. I see half of people say beat the main campaign and then a new game plus do everything you want to do because of some like special thing that happens. Everyone else is like, no, that's stupid. Play how you want to play it. And I was like, But there's so much.
It's so overwhelming. I've been like trying to stick to the main story, but I keep just getting like randomly sidetracked.
Right.
I'll be like, ooh, shiny object over here. Let me go do this.
And some things they don't give you a tutorial for. So like, remember that, how like for like 30 minutes I was screaming because I was like shooting a laser at the ground because I was trying to mine stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the ores are only in caves. Didn't know that, even though the ground is a different color.
Wow. Yeah, what?
B, the different color is because you can build plantations and outposts on planets, and that mines for you. Where was that?
Yeah, what? Where was that whole tutorial?
They want you to build like a complete outpost and like that farms for you. It's like making your own space. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, dude, I don't have time for this. I'm like, yeah, come on. But like, you need
laser at rock and leave.
You need that for like other minerals, and you need minerals for like modifications, and I like modifications. And it's just like, it's so overwhelming. I don't think I'll ever actually finish the game, and like it stresses me out.
Yeah. It's just like I feel like I have so much work to do in the game, and then I come out of the game and I'm like, I have so much work to do. It never ends. I play the game to relax, but it just reminds me of all the work I have.
Yeah, really though. I mean, like, it's still really fun. I'm in love with the spaceship fighting. I think it's like one of the most, it's like perfected. I love that you can build your own ship. I love the way how you have to like, how each part of your ship can be damaged, and like you have to like compensate. Like if the shields go off, you can compensate that power to like your main guns or something. It's right. Really smart. And yeah. And like you can board other ships. I don't know. That's like my favorite part so far about it. What about you? What's like?
I don't know.
Is it mating with aliens? I haven't confirmed it yet, but I'm kind
of. Yeah, I'm like on the edge of like edging. Because I want like the alien sex.
Yeah.
I haven't. I'm excited to like find the like actual beasts and stuff to fight. Have you fought any of them yet?
I thought I was about to. I was in this cave, and my partner, she was like, oh, I feel like there's something else in here. I'm like, ooh, spooky. I just killed some turrets. What's in here? There's nothing. I mind. There's plenty of rocks to mine.
There's nothing.
And then, like, but it did one of those classic Bethesda thing where it loops you in a way that you don't realize it's a loop until the very end. So, it didn't do, like, the hidden shortcut aspect they used to do where, like, you know, in Skyrim, where, like, you hit this button, it opens a stupid small tunnel that just leads the exit. But, like, it was just, like, a complete kind of circle. And I was just like, what? I just came back where I started. So I looked around again. I'm like, I can't find anything. And The weird part, like, it's so intricate because, like, you can't just mine rocks. You have to survey the planet, survey the planet to find minerals. And you have to survey, again, on the planet in case you want to find, like, if you don't survey, like, if you don't identify the ore, it's not going to show up in your, like, survey view. So you won't know to mine it, or it won't pop out. It's like, man, this is like, this game is so crazy. And I don't know how to feel if it's, like, too, like, I know I said it's overwhelming, but, like, is it actually too much of a good thing? I don't want them to dumb it down either, but it's just, like, I don't know. Maybe they need more tutorials.
They have like a ton to it. I don't know how like really vast and useful the like a majority of the planets are. Like, I don't know. Like the whole like thousand planet gimmick they like pitched for it. Yeah. Like I've been to like six, I think, so far. Maybe seven, something like that. So, and a couple of them have just been like a weird base that you go and do really quick and then leave or something.
Yeah, for me, or what I've found is, like, some planets are very populated with cities. Some are, like, kind of, like, secretly populated. Like, there's, like, a building, like you said, but kind of more special. And there's other planets that have, like, a cave or two on them, but they're mostly barren. Which, I mean, okay. It's just, like, I guess that really is Bethesda. Like, I don't want to say that it's kind of what's filler for the game. But it kind of is. You could have just had that on planets that are populated.
Right. And most of the planets, like, you don't actually explore, like, the whole planet.
Right, exactly.
It's kind of just, like, a city or, like, a little section, and that's it. So
I'm not sure if you saw this, but do you see that? I think her name is Alana Pierce, you know, right? The woman from who used to be with IGN?
Yeah.
She tested this. You can travel between galaxies or planets without fast traveling, but it takes, like, literally 10 hours. Like,
Holy hell.
Yeah, so, like... You're technically fast traveling, but you can travel if you just like leave your engine on.
Just go in the direction.
Which is weird. And also it confuses me because we're on an SSD. Or because the game's required on SSD. I didn't realize that. Rob, he downloaded on his HD or on his hard drive, and it was like basically unplayable. And they realized that it literally says required an SSD.
Oh wow.
So like I was just surprised that they didn't find a way to fill in the gaps of space with, like, an SSD, you know? It's like, yeah. I mean, great, there's fast travel, but, like, as we've seen with the other games, like Ratchet and Clank, they have it where it's there's no load zone.
Right, there's, like, no load times, or it's, like, programmed in, like, you know, like, now they sneak it in as, like, you crawl through a crack in the wall, or, like, Ratchet and Clank, I think it's, like, when you hop through the portals, that's, like, a load zone technically,
right?
So but it's just weird that like you can just fly to the other planet in Starfield. Well, I guess landing is still like a load zone, but that just means like the whole like all of space I think is just one area then, right?
Basically it's like a massive area. It's just like you can kind of like leisure, you just take the slowest walk in existence to get to the next planet, which I believe like the only reason you have fuel is for fast traveling. So it didn't appear as though she lost any fuel when she just did it, which it's weird. Could you imagine if like a normal streamer did this and just like just chat for 10 hours and just let that happen? I don't think it must be nice to have an audience to keep you occupied. I would just be like, I'm so bored. Like,
I'll come back to this.
And like, there's like a time lapse video of like all this stuff that happens in my room. There's like a fire. There's like all this stuff. There's like a fight. There's like everything. I also want to point out, it's not really related, but I totally forgot to hit the record button, so I am screwed for this episode. So can't wait to download it from YouTube. The gunplay is really fun. I actually like the gunplay a lot.
Combat's really fun.
Yeah, combat's really fun. I started on hard mode because, like, I like the challenge, but I assume you played on base mode difficulty, right?
I didn't even know there was a difficulty selection when I started the game. It like wasn't like right there in front of my face, so I think it's on normal.
Oh, okay, yeah, I assume so. And it's, there's only four. There's only like, you know, easy, normal, hard, very hard. At first, I'm like, I wonder why they didn't add survival like they did with Fallout 4 and I think Skyrim Collector's Edition, but or Special Edition. But I assume that's because it's so easy to die in space battles that it would really suck to just get one. There was this fight I guess I wasn't ready for, and I'm trying to infiltrate like the Crimson Sun. I don't know, like the actual evil people, the evil faction, and I was just, they're like, help us, and they're getting bombarded by four different ships, and then I was getting bombarded by four different ships. So I'm like, Jesus Christ! it was pretty intense. It took like eight different tries, but I don't know. But anyway, back to the gunplay though. Did you get a shotgun yet? They're really like, they feel great. I love
them. They're amazing. All the guns feel like really good and just like useful. None of them like stagger or anything.
Which is weird because it's like the fastest gunplay Bethesda's. I don't know about Doom, but I was gonna say Bethesda doesn't really do this kind of gunplay like in Fallout. Nah. Where Fallout's more like slow, concentrated fights versus this like, you know, shoot and throw everywhere.
Right.
But like, yeah, it's super fun. I kind of wish there was like an option for gore, like see a head pop or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not very, like, it's not really M-rated.
Wait, is it? Talk about the sex stuff.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, okay, whatever. What's it called?
I'm surprised there's no, like, gimmick in this game either. Like, Fallout has, like, the VAT system, and then, like, Skyrim had, like, Kusrodon, like, stuff. Right. This doesn't, or at least not that I've run into yet, at least.
I think there kind of is. I can't spoil it, but it's not readily available, or it's more like specialized perks. It's hard to explain. I would argue the spaceship battling is almost their gimmick, but
right,
because actually, have you seen anyone's designs? Like, the people are making like the Millennium Falcon and stuff.
No, you can like custom make the ships and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. You can like get parts and cool. It's again, there's just so much.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's like, I don't know if I'd ever get to that.
Yeah,
trying to just play the game itself
also
is like a chore.
Does this make sense to you? So I found another ship, and like, so you can own more than one ship. I don't know how many you can own. So I'm flying it around, and I'm like, you know what? I want to sell this ship so I get money. So I go to the person who buys and sells ships. He's like, oh, you have to quote own the ship, because I just grabbed it from a planet. I don't know if like that was meant for me or whatever, or I stole it, but they're like, oh yeah, you have to own it. I'm like, okay, well, how much does it cost to own it? They're like 10,000 credits. I'm like, okay, how much can I sell it for? They're like 11,000 credits. I'm like, okay, I mean, I guess I'd make profit. It just kind of like, you have to register it. It's like, it's almost realistic. Like, it's like,
right,
you can't sell your car without it registered to your name, which,
yeah,
I mean, it, for realism's sake, it makes sense, but in a video game, I don't care. Just, I'll sell to whoever.
No, I'm not going to the DMV in a video game to like get the title for my ship.
Number 484, please step up. Oh my God, finally.
Here's like, thank God, it's been years.
Literally years. Oh, did you do any space battling? Not ships, but like actually with low gravity fighting. It's really fun.
No, there was like in the first mission there was a little bit of.
Oh, no, there's planets and there's like kind of abandoned space stations, and when you go inside them, there's other people inside. It's like there's no gravity, so when you jump, you just float, and you can like boost around for your directions. It's really cool.
Interesting.
God, don't worry, I found that out like 15 hours in. What they really need to do is tell you, like, hey, if there's anything you're not aware of, here's like, there's, I don't know, like books or whatever in your ship, like a library or whatever, that you can look at to learn more, you know? And then maybe when you look at the books, it like gives you like a small video presentation of what they're talking about. Because again, I don't think I missed it. You didn't say anything about it, but like that plantation thing, there was no mention of it. So like, give me a video or something, you know? I feel like that part, it missed the mark. Also, I'm seeing people say like it's a buggy mess. I'm like, I've only saw one bug so far.
I've seen none.
It's like, are you sure? I mean, but that's the game, so I couldn't believe you. I just haven't seen any myself.
Right. Yeah, I haven't run into any issues. I wonder if it's like a PC thing, because they're a mess on there.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to optimize for every kind of like configuration. I want to throw a curveball question at you, though. Let's just say you beat the game. It's like a 10 out of 10. Best game you ever played. However, you come to a realization that there's zero reference to the Skyrim Your Awake meme. Would it lower?
It's zero. Like, instantly terrible move.
Oh, really?
There's gotta be, like, references to all the memes in there somewhere.
Well, they have the annoying fan, which, tell me about that. You said it was, like, great or something? That.
Yeah, he just becomes a member of your crew on the ship, so he helps you do whatever you assign him to. And then he does, like, treasure hunts for you, so he'll just find, like, random items and stuff.
It'd be really great if you got like mail and just like we found your crewmate, we're holding him hostage, come find him. And you're just like, I don't care about that.
Nah,
no. I got the treasure. I don't need any more. Also, loot is pretty plentiful. I've gotten like multiple different legendary items, like spaceship and stuff like that. Although I will say, But I think my, other than tutorial, my other biggest gripe is that your starting like mass, which is how much you can carry, is way too low.
Oh yeah.
It's like, I guess their logic, like, oh, you have a companion to store stuff on and you have your ship. But when you, when you're over encumbered in this game, rather than moving like as slow as a turtle, you just, you drain your oxygen faster. And then it goes from the CO2. And then if your CO2 gets up, then you start just losing health, which I guess is better. I mean, because when you were over encumbered in Skyrim, like literally you had to drop stuff. Like you had to. But what do you think? Is this like a better?
It's a better solution. So another thing you can't do when you're over encumbered is fast travel, which I think has always been a thing.
Right.
But like it's kind of realistic, right? Like if you're in space, there's less gravity, so even if you're over encumbered, you could still like run and stuff.
Right.
So it's like a cool way of handling it. But yeah, at the same time, it's like, I don't know, like having to like put it on the companion and then take it off the companion once you go to the store and then sell it all, or even just like putting it on the ship is just like a pain.
Right.
Then you have to like make sure you get back to the ship or something.
And even the ship has a like a cargo amount.
Right. Right. Yeah, they definitely need to like up it.
Like I guess like, there's a perk.
Maybe there's gotta be a way, yeah.
Or like I think the base is like 150 mass on your body. Maybe at least like test it and make it 160. I feel like for a fair amount, I was kind of just over the edge.
Right.
And then, like, because, like, what you find out of the spacesuit, it's, like, you know, 30 mass. You find weapons, they're, you know, that mass adds up. So it just kind of, it just adds up, and it's like, damn, now I can't carry my stuff.
Too heavy.
It's just, I don't know. Oh, and also you can get sick in the game. I don't know if that happened to you yet, but I was, like, mining some ore, and there's all this, like, stank coming from it. And they're like, oh, you contracted, like, a disease from inhaling this, and now you're going to have a cough. And the cough is like, you're like, oh, like your controller vibrates, you lose health for like a split second, or you lose, oxygen for a second. I'm like, dude. And then, but it tells you, it's like you can't just get, you can't just use a med pack. You have to have a specific medication. Like they're like amp or some other, like there's inhalers that does heal you, but it turns, even though it doesn't say it, it also will heal you from like a cough or airway diseases. And there's other ones for other diseases.
Damn.
But, you know, the game definitely explained that to me. Like, no, it didn't. didn't do dick.
Not at all.
It's unfair. Oh, man. I'm trying to think. Is there any other points we missed?
I don't know. Sales-wise, I think it's doing pretty good, so that's good for Xbox.
Oh, no, it's like, I mean,
sold 5 million pre-orders, it looks like.
Is that just on Xbox? Because on Steam, it was like...
That's on
like,
Steam.
Oh, okay, that's just on Steam. So, and on Amazon, I know for a while, the early edition, or like the, you know, early access was like top seller list.
Yeah. It looks like it had 2 million players for the early access about.
Serial top sales for even before launch. Yeah, it's just
the game's doing super well. I think it comes out tomorrow for everybody else.
No, it came out yesterday.
Oh, yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday. So on Tuesday, which, I mean, the day after Labor Day, which they... I don't want to say it was like a big brain move, but it was a huge dick move to put it right before, like the early edition is right before Labor Day. So they knew you had a 3-day weekend to enjoy it.
They knew you were going to pay the $30 to get it.
You pay pig, pay up. So IGN gave it a 7 out of 10. I'm not going to say we can rate the game yet because it's really our impression. Honestly, I don't know where we're going to finish it. But like based on what you played, what would you like? Would you recommend it? Like, I'm not saying a number, but
I mean, I like it a lot. The weird thing is like, I don't know, maybe once I play more of it, I feel like I'll get a better handle of it. But like playing it now, like I don't see it being like Skyrim though, where everybody like talks about it and memes on it and everything years down the road.
Hmm.
I think it'll be, you know, it's still a great, great game in a Bethesda series that's like super popular and whatever.
Right.
But I think like it's still like, I don't know, a little something's like not there to make it like the 10 out of 10 yet for me.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think you need to play more quests, if there's wacky quests, you know.
Right. Right.
That really helped Bethesda, or like Bethesda game stand out, except for Fallout 4, but you know, yeah, I guess it's hard to tell if it's going to be like a classic.
Right.
But considering its sales numbers, I'm seeing people who love the game are like, I'm heavily addicted. This is like one of the best things I've ever played. I'll put it this way. I think if you're an RPG fan, this game will like be amazing to you. And if you're not, it might not be. But like, Skyrim, even if you are an RPG fan, it just appealed to everyone for whatever reason.
Everybody played Skyrim.
Right. Everyone played Skyrim, you know, you had to. I think it was like a rite of passage. If you didn't play Oblivion and then Skyrim, what are you doing? You know, it's like, for my kids, I'm going to be like, you're not playing console games until you play and beat Skyrim. Like, that's why I know you're rated when you're ready for more mature games.
So. Right. Then you can move on to real games. Come on.
And then I'm going to test them. And I'm like, what was the best part about Skyrim? And if the answer is anything but the intro, I might have to kick them out. I don't know.
They don't have good taste then.
I failed them. I 100% failed them. So early impression, I honestly, if you have Game Pass, there's literally no reason to try it. I would just also say it's incredibly overwhelming with information. And a lot, and they don't do any handholding. There's like the tutorial is like 1 hour, but you really don't learn much from it. And it just kicks you off the roof. And it's like, okay, fly. Like, go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
Go for it. So I will slowly take my time with it and then beat it at my own pace. But unfortunately for the rest of everything, Pokemon DLC comes out on Monday, which we're gonna be playing Baldur's Gate, and I'll be like, you're like, Derek, move. I'm like, huh? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Is it Wednesday? I think it's next Wednesday.
So is it Wednesday?
Yeah, it's next Wednesday. The 13th.
You're right. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, 9/11 might not be the best day to release, so.
Yeah, Pokemon DLC.
unless they really hate us, then they're like,
right.
We don't care. We don't care. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, woo. Yeah, so early impressions, go for it. Starfield's great. Thanks, Todd Howard. I love you again.
You did it again.
Fallout 4 might have sucked, but I think you're going to make it up with this one.
Yeah.
So, okay. Moving on here. Back to my list. Oh, okay. PlayStation Portal. Finally, I get to talk about it. I think we missed it last week or the week before that. But it was recently confirmed that... It's not gonna have Bluetooth, which means that you can't use wireless headsets. You can if they have their own protocol. So basically, Microsoft has their own protocol too, but they also have Bluetooth. So like,
right.
It doesn't matter. Your wireless headset's gonna work. Their PlayStation, for whatever reason, is like, no. Either you use a hardwired headset or you use one of our proprietary headsets. And there's only like two: the earbuds, which I think that's weird. I think earbuds.
Yeah, I honestly forgot they made the earbuds.
Yeah, and there's like the over the head ones, which are fine. That's not the one you have,
pretty
right?
Good. No, I used to have them. I switched to like a Steel Series one though.
Gotcha. This thing looks like ass. I don't know why anyone would buy it. I don't know why anyone would want it.
It's also still just like a streaming thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you can't leave the house with it anyway because it has to be on the internet. The PlayStation's on. So it's still just like useless. Like there's no point to it.
You need it. You need your PS5 console. To be honest, I don't know why they didn't allow PS4 like that a little bit of variety.
Right.
It's for streaming. I'm not sure why the PS4 wasn't included. It's available November 15th. Anyway, pre-order now. Feel the power. What was the price on this? Isn't it like $300 or is it 200?
200.
200. Yeah, that's still no. No, that's not. I'll buy it for 50. Like, yeah. First of all, this looks like if you grab the controller itself and you just like tug a little bit, it looks like it's gonna rip off the screen.
Like, oh, yeah, the controller's, like, flimsily on there.
It's like, how do we get a controller in here? Glue? All right. Beautiful 8 LCD screen, 8-inch LCD, 60 frames capable at 1080p resolution. Like, no TV needed to play and no living room required. No, but that wasn't an issue. Like, you already have a PS5. No one's buying a PS5 without a goddamn TV.
Like, right. Right. How am I playing it? Shoving in the HDMI up my butt and being like, yes, I can feel it in my brain.
No, look, I'm telling you, I don't want to spoil anything, but for Christmas, I'm like, Derek, I know you go to the bathroom often. Here you go. Oh, yeah. Thank
you. That's the only time it would ever be used. I would leave it in the bathroom charger.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. It's like, oh, there's smears on this. I just gotta clean that off.
Why are the controllers brown? Weren't they white? Yeah.
I mean, they were. Pre-order direct from PlayStation. Enjoy free shipping when PlayStation Portal. Blah, blah. PlayStation Plus members can start playing faster with free express shipping on every order. Wait, that on PlayStation Store or in general? Or just for this?
Probably, I think it's if you have like the Plus membership, it's on the PlayStation Store.
Yeah, but it's like free shipping because you have it.
Yeah. That's just in general. Like if you have the membership and buy from the PlayStation Store, I think you get just free shipping, like on anything you order.
Yeah, actually, you know,
it's like a stupid perk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least they're not like GameStop where they 35 and now it's like, oh, now it's like 60 or 70.
Here's 5% off and we're upping the minimum to $80 for free shipping online.
Yeah, now you have to buy 2 full price games. Yes, yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, and if you buy something for $79.99, that doesn't count. No go. Tax doesn't count.
I think the worst part about this, I don't know if. Well, I assume it does. I was going to say, like, oh, it has to have Wi-Fi in your house. I thought it was a direct connection from your PS5 to the Portal device, but it's not.
No, I think... So you can do these, like, what is it called? Like, Stream Play or something like that? You can do that just, like, on your phone. I think it just has to be on the same Wi-Fi connection. Hold on, let me... real-time...
Right. No, so, that's what I try to look up. I think... I don't remember how it works with Xbox because I know I don't know if it's a direct connection. I know you can do it over like 5G and Wi-Fi, but I don't know if Microsoft has a direct connection availability between the console and
right. Yeah, this just says like same Wi-Fi.
So it is Wi-Fi. Doesn't the PS5 allow you to stream it to your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so then
you have a phone. Just do that.
You have a phone. You have. I know you have a controller. You know, if you're using public Wi-Fi, be aware the quality of the internet connection may be out of your control and could impact your. Why would you be on a PS5 in public Wi-Fi? Hold on, Mom. I'm putting my PS5 in McDonald's. I'll see you later. Like what?
Yeah.
Dude, public Wi-Fi sucks.
It's so bad. How does anybody use it? It's literally like a megabyte download.
I think it's less than that. I think it's like a kilobyte, and then they probably charge you for the megabyte.
Oh, absolutely, they do.
Let's see. And it says you would need PlayStation Plus membership to access multiplayer if the game requires it. Can someone else use the TV my PS5 is connected to while I'm using the PlayStation Portal? Yes, they can. For example, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so like their selling point. Like, I don't know who this is targeted to. Because what is the situation where you're in a living room and like, you know, like your parents, like, oh, I want to watch TV. Like, okay, I have my portal.
It's like, yeah, you're grounded. Go to your room. You're not allowed to play the PlayStation. You're like, yeah, screw you, Mom. Stuck my. And then you like go to the bedroom. You're like, but it's stupid too because I'm pretty sure with this thing, it means you can't use the PS5. It's not like someone can like use the PS5 while they're using this thing. Because it like takes up the PS5's like usage pretty much.
I didn't think about that. But, like someone's turning purple. Yeah, that's this is so stupid. I kind of want to say that by like mid-October they're gonna my call out is that they're gonna cancel this. I think they're gonna see there's not enough pre-order numbers to justify this and then halt production if they haven't already and be like, yeah, this was a first of all, fire yeah. whoever thought of this. Like that's the first
honestly
step.
That guy is gonna cost the company millions.
It's like
at a time when Sony's already complaining about like
right because they jacked up the prices. They jacked them up $20 per tier.
Yep.
Per the year. Great. Thanks, everyone. Inflation's
and then they
awesome.
Screwed me. They give me Saints Row for free this year. A company that just, like, committed Sudoku.
I mean, well, the good news now... Oh, wait, no, that's not crossplay. Never mind.
The bad news is I'm never getting a new Red Faction game. And that's
That's
the real injustice. And the last one they made us was Armageddon.
Oh, Red Faction Guerrilla is great, though.
Guerrilla, though? Oh, my God. That game, I could go on, but it's okay.
It's such a thing, like...
Yeah, this thing just is been stupid from the start. I assume the only reason they're actually releasing it is because it's, like, made and done, and they have no reason to not release it, I guess.
But, like,
anybody who buys it, like, should just buy it to keep it in the box and throw it on the shelf and look at it and be like, wow, Sony, you suck. This is bad.
Do you know the sad part is, Derek? I actually could picture you doing that. Like, buying
no,
it from
no,
the
box. No. I buy good things. This is what I bought to go on the shelf and just stare at. That's the Spider-Man 2 DualShock.
Oh, you finally...
Super cool. Well, I got really depressed because I've missed the faceplate every single
time. I kept
time.
Looking, dude. I looked every... I was
popped
like...
up on Amazon! It was in my cart! They screwed me. Mad, and the next tweet that went out was like, oh, the controller's up. I was like, fine. Give me it. I don't care.
Oh, what, was my the Ragnarok one I got you last year not good enough?
Oh, it's going right next to the Ragnarok.
Is it still in the box?
Oh, hell yeah.
You're killing me. You're killing me. You're killing me.
Collector's addiction controllers. Look, it could go right. All right. I will say I bought something that is stupid a while ago.
Derek.
Go Plus.
Derek.
That's going to sit in the box and be like Pokemon. Oh, that reminds me, though. Like, weird shop talk side note. They released that first episode of the Pokemon anime.
Yeah, I was like, we're reacting
YouTube.
To it. Did
yeah,
you watch
I
it?
Wanna... No, I didn't watch
okay.
it because I
okay.
was going to see
it. I heard it's amazing. Reaction.
Yeah. So, like, I was thinking about that today. Like, Pokemon's big brain with these, like, YouTube animations. Everybody's going to watch them. They're collecting bank on the watch time and ad revenue.
Damn,
it's,
right.
like, really genius of them.
Add it to the list.
Yeah, yeah, nobody's going to copyright them or anything. It's Pokemon. Like, they have literally nothing to worry about.
Speaking of Pokemon, I told you the other day, but, like, it fits so perfectly. You know, just the Gyarados in Zach's lap. So, it's just like...
It was meant to be.
I
Zach, play Pokemon.
Do they ever do shiny variants of plushies?
Yes.
Oh, really? Damn. If there's a red Gyarados, like, grab it.
Yeah, I'm going this weekend, so I'll do what I did last
dude,
time
you're gonna
and
go
FaceTime.
Are you going deaf? Like,
well, yeah, I got.
How many costs? This is like the eighth. No, this is like the sixth weekend in a row.
Yeah, I've got this dude. Week, next week, and the following week, and then I'm
dude.
Good till November.
Holy crap, that's insane! Yeah. Are
and November is this wildlife? Ah,
dude, are any of them the Pokemon Orchestra?
No, but if they come around, that'd be dope to go to. They do like I want to. They do the Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy Orchestra. I want to go see them. I've heard they're really good live. But if they do a Pokemon one, they do a Zelda one, but only in like Japan. It never comes
oh, really?
Over here. Yeah.
Oh, you know, since we're talking about Pokemon, I've been getting back into battling because at first I'm like, you know, it'd be fun for a video doing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Team.
Then... You told me you made another team. I was like, I'm
yes.
so ready for coaching.
Okay, this is a spoiler for anyone who actually cares to know. But I did like a few videos on like a mono dragon team that just ultimately sucked. And well, it's mono. So like, what do you expect? Which means it's only one type, or I deemed it the gym leader challenge. Right. But whatever. So I did bug this time. I'm doing Venomoth, Volcarona, Fortress, Cleaver, and Scizor. Ooh, oh, nice. Here's a fun fact. I want you to answer this. Or I feel like you don't know this, is what I meant. Did you know when Scyther evolves into Scizor or Cleaver, none of its stat total doesn't change? So Scyther's
how's that possible?
It's evolution literally just reorganize its stats.
That's insane.
Yeah, I never knew. Yeah, I never knew. Isn't that crazy? I never knew that. But it makes sense because when I was a kid, I got the fire red and leaf green like strategy guide. And at the end of it, in the Pokedex, they had like representation of like all the stats, but in boxes, like three,
Yeah.
And I'm like, Scyther has three speed. Why does Skizor have two? Like, what? How did it get slower?
Yeah.
How did it get slower? And then I saw a video. I'm like, wait, what? And it's like, yeah, they have like 500 total base total stats. I'm like, huh? Which like, yeah, I mean, Skizor hits like a truck. If I get that Swords Dance off and then I hit him with the Bullet Punch.
Right.
But dude, Gang Terror Shards is literally like picking bamboo from my toenails. It's like they need that an option to just buy them. You just don't get a, you need 50 to change a Terror type.
Right.
And like max, like short, like unless one. unless you're at like an event, like the Mewtwo Raid or whatever, you get like three. I'm like, dude, you're killing me. Like, yeah, it's so hard to team
terrible
build
content
because like I you know, here's my Terror type for my team: Venomoth, Bug, Volcarona, Bug, Cleavor, Bug, Fortress, Ghost. I don't know why, but it's like I caught a shiny Pineco. I don't know why it was Ghost, and then Skizor Ghost, but it actually worked out really well. But yeah, it's like I don't want to bug Terror type on Volcarona. Oh, I have a gripe with you, Pokemon Company. The fuck is your problem where you make fairies resistant to bug? Dude, bugs were fucked before. Why? Like, when did? First of all, I didn't know that.
Why
before.
Would you screw them more? Yeah, like I didn't know that.
I'm like, wait, why am I, my bug type do like nothing to this fairy? I'm like, are you kidding me? And it's just like it. I'm like, why? And then like usually they have some kind of Nintendo doesn't give out, or Pokemon Company doesn't give out definitive reasons why something is weak or strong to another, but people speculate because fairies find bugs gross. I'm like, that doesn't, what? That's not like an explanation. Like fire might steal, you know, that makes sense. But like, yeah, ew, am I a fairy type? I don't like bugs. You know, it's like, what the fuck? Right.
I don't find girls are gross, but they're resistant to me. Like, I don't get it.
Where's it going with the Pokemon for a hot second? Did you see the leaks for Pokemon for the DLC that's coming up?
No.
I feel like, didn't we talk about the bear? Did we not talk about it? Because
the bear you told me.
Okay.
About.
Super. Spoilers, anyone? But apparently, I think it's just pure true because like the screenshot was like, there was no blurriness. It was like clearly a 3D in the game. Like I don't think I faked it, but it's like Blood Moon Ursaluna, where don't know where the Blood Moon came from, but like it's ground steel, which would be the first time to my knowledge where an evolution completely removed its base type, because Teddy Ursa and Ursaring are normal, and Ursaluna is normal ground, which I still find weird. So this is steel ground, but its ability, it's like it gives it stab moves to normal or something like that. So it kind of like what they did with the anchor. What's that Pokemon called? Delmise. Yeah, Delmise is like his ability, because he's not steel. He's ghost grass, but you know he's an anchor. So like his ability is like his steel type moves will apply stab. So it's kind of like he's
damn.
Yeah, so like that's apparently its ability, which is kind of cool, even though normal actually is terrible. But the design looks so cool. It's like one of its eyes is like blinded out.
Yeah, I'm looking
out.
At it's it like, now. It's nuts.
Yeah, it's like one of the coolest things ever. It like they want to keep like it on its like back feet, which is, you know, reminiscent of Ursaring. Even, you know, again, I don't know why Paul didn't get his Ursaring in the last Ash fight and it just murked everything. Or did it? I don't remember. But I don't think it did.
I don't think it did.
Paul's team against Ash final. I feel like it didn't. What am I going to Paul use against Ash? Let's see. Don't care about that. Come on, I want to get this fast. Let's see here. Also, I wish Infernape you like mock punch the second you saw Paul again in Journeys. Did you see that scene where and Infernape just like looks at him and he's like, dude, you abused me, fuck you. But I think it'd been hilarious if he's like mock punch.
Right. Hold them like under the water. How do you like the rain? Huh?
Ash like bulk up, be like
he like grabs. Paul has like Electivire, right? He like grabs Electivire's like
the tail
cord and puts it in the water. Take this, Paul.
You called me a failure.
Who's this stupid Chimchar now?
Let's see. NFL. Let's see. The rival acting or fierce battle balls are defeated. Blah blah. Full team, full respect. See, I don't care about his respect. I just want to see it's a. His team. I know it was Surskit. I know it was Pulse. It was Surskit. It was what's the Scorpion from Gen 4? Drapion. Thank you. Drapion.
Frostlass.
Gastrodon. Electrovire. And I don't think the missing one is Ursaring, but I could be wrong. Let's see. Paul calls it Aggron. Oh, Aggron. It was Aggron. So he didn't use...
Oh, right.
Yeah, Ursaring, who just slapped Ash silly every other time they fought. Like, he made Chimchar his bitch and just like, nah, I'm not going to use him this time. Like, dude. Yeah, but, Wait, Ninjask. There, I'm sorry, Ninjask.
Ninjask.
Yeah, it's like, but you use Ninjask? What? Why?
Yeah.
Dude, moron. Anyway, I'm excited to play Pokemon again. That's my,
I'm ready for the DLC. It's been like a weird hiatus of Pokemon, other than like the shiny.
Yeah.
Coming back to that was great, so. I don't know.
I just
like Pokemon.
Oh yeah,
it's just always nice to look forward to.
Definitely, we'll go back to like battling and like actually learning. It's just like honestly, Terra typing made it into like a game of chess. So like before, right. It was kind of like checkers because what you see is what you got. You know, Dynamaxing kind of, you know, like anything could Dynamax, but with Terrasilon, because in Wi-Fi battles they don't tell you the Terra type beforehand. In tournaments, it depends on the tournament, but there's open sheets where you'll see your opponent's Pokemon, their moves, their stats, or not their stats, but their moves and their Terra typing, which,
right.
Yeah, for tournament, I can understand that, but in Wi-Fi, you can't see it, so it's a surprise, unless you know the meta, but it's like, I don't think I saved it, but no one expects my Scizor to have ghost Terra typing, so, and I knew this person's Iron Hands always starts with fake out. I'm like, if I Terra type right here, he's going to fake out, miss it, and then I'm going to slam. And I won. And it's hard to win with all bugs, okay? I'm not trying to tap my own horn, but it's difficult. So, and my last note is, I don't know if you heard this when I said it the other day, but George, gratefully, like a year ago, traded me a shiny Scyther that he bred when we were doing originally Dynamax Adventures. And I never evolved it. And now I was like, do I want a shiny Scizor or Kleavor? And I went with Kleavor because Kleavor keeps his like his Scyther colors.
Oh, isn't he disgusting though? Is that the what did you just show me? And I was like, that's disgusting.
No, that was that was Kingler.
Oh, that's right. Kingler is disgusting.
I love Kingler. His name is Limey. I love shiny Kingler. Okay.
That's
it's just wrong. Okay, I love it. I don't know. Don't like the player at the game. But yeah, because shiny Scizor goes like yellowish, and I mean, I don't mind it, but I know a lot of people hate it,
right?
Anyway, okay, moving on here, can't wait to do edits because I don't have it recording. You brought it to my attention, and we kind of and then I read more into it, but it's basically been confirmed there's not gonna be any DLC for Tears of the Kingdom, which is kind of nuts, but. Their reasoning was pretty solid. They're like, oh, this is supposed to be DLC anyway, but we made it into an entire game, and there's nothing more we really want to like go off on, so we're not making any DLC. Which what says to me that they're already working on the next Zelda game.
Yeah. Makes sense to me.
Would you rather have DLC though? Did you finish it?
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna finish on stream. I don't like it. Did you?
No, I didn't get a chance to do it on stream. We started playing like other stuff. And whatever. But
I loved the final fights.
The Ganon fight.
Oh, I like the wave attacks. The Ganon fight. It's not spoilers, everything. It was crazy. I'm like, holy hell, what is going on? It was like that might be the best boss battle in Zelda. And I thought the demise one was like insane.
Oh yeah, but it was very like reminiscent of that. I feel like they should have brought Demise back.
Demise.
Pokemon. Ori.
Linkaru. Oh no, Delmise.
He just like slams on the ground.
I'm at the anchor shot. What the fuck? Yeah, I'm okay with no DLC. Just to preface this, I did not like Breath of the Wild at all, so I didn't get the DLCs. I heard the DLCs
were like useless.
Right,
they're like fine, but they didn't add anything. Like the Master Sword like dungeon was okay, and the second one I think just added like the bike and quality of life stuff. So
I kind of wish they added a reason why the bike didn't come back, because it should have been there canonically.
But in the other two, so.
No, in Tears of the Kingdom. So, like, why wasn't it there?
Right.
But on the other hand, you make your vehicle. So I assume they didn't want you to, like, cheat and just have a vehicle. Right,
just use the bike.
Yeah. Right. When you can literally assemble to make a bike. Like what I wish they did was just say, like, in some kind of lore text, it's like, oh, they disassembled the bike to learn more about the energy or whatever, you know, the technology. I think that would have been like a reasonable to my knowledge, they haven't spoken about it. They're like, nope, didn't exist.
Now what bike? What are you talking about?
I never really asked you to beat the game. We should do a review on it just for like an episode.
Yeah, we'll have to do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Do it. No DLC. I don't think anyone's really upset about it, because again, that just means that they're making the next Zelda. It's like they have to.
Port Wind Waker, please, and Twilight Princess.
Look. Okay, the ultimate.
They're literally the only two Zelda games not on this damn system.
But I'm gonna segue that into the Switch 2 rumors, because one, again, I'm still in the belief that. This is not to do with the rumors, but this is my belief that Metroid Prime 4 is going to be a launch title. I think that...
Absolutely.
Actually, I think that was about it. Maybe if we're lucky, a Smash? It's been literally like 3 or 4 years now.
There's a rumor... I forgot to send that, but there's rumors that there's another Smash Pass going to be announced soon.
No, there's no fucking way.
It's either another Smash Pass or Smash 6. Like, nobody, like... Everybody's like so against it because of like Sakurai being like, no, we're done. Like, and obviously they're not going to do it without Sakurai. I don't know. Nintendo would, I think.
Oh yeah. Nintendo would. It's just like, the issue is, will it be the same? Cause Brawl really wasn't.
Right. Right.
Here's the other thing. So based on the rumors, which, once I find the tab I had it open on and I can't, so I'm just going to, do a little reopening. Thank you, Tom's God. Do a little bit of this. Bam, bam, bam. Control V. Thank you very much. There we go. Switch 2 launch date has been tipped in a new analysis report, and it's earlier than we perhaps expected, which I believe is going to be early next year, is what the rumors were.
Early next year?
Yeah,
They would have had to talk about it by now.
Or at least in the first... No. I think they would talk about it after... Mario, but Black Friday sales, because if you tell a new console is coming in 2 months, even if it has backwards compatibility, you know, it'd probably be like, people might not, you know, get it. So a release in the first quarter of 2024, because of Chinese investment site MoneyDJ, which is outlining a production outlook, a metal case is manufacturing subsidiary, blah 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 blah. It's coming to benefit from the launch of the Switch 2, presumably manufacturing parts of the console. A fresh leak via Reddit suggests the Switch 2 will see a huge performance boost. And Final Fantasy VII Remake, I don't know what that is.
The 7 Remake.
Okay, could be a launch title, which...
I mean, okay. It's cool. It's cool. It would only be on PlayStation and Switch then, so far.
I wouldn't be surprised. Industry reports that Nintendo Switch 2 will include a camera, and the console may have been shown to select members of the press. I can believe the press part. I don't see a reason for a camera.
What is the camera gonna do? We getting like Pokemon Snap AR or something?
Pokemon Snap my balls.
Yeah, Picto Chat's back.
Like, the only reason I would see is for a meme maker, but like, games don't want to use cameras. It's just, I don't want to use a camera.
There's no use. Yeah. And there's no point in it.
The bigger issue with it, which I assume they don't care about, but like, if there's a camera and if there's a game that requires the use of the camera, but the game's docked and you're like streaming or recording it, you have to take it out of the dock.
Right.
If that's the case,
unless it like sticks over the dock, but even then it's like useless. Like, what am I using?
Right. I really hope that's not true. I don't think it's true. I don't see a reason for it.
It'd be like what they did from the like Nintendo DS to the DSi, where they added the camera in. Like, there's no,
like, there's it was a gimmick, you know. It's like
on that system, yeah.
And you know, it's like, oh, you like your incredibly low resolution pictures, here you go.
Right, take your 2 megapixel pictures.
Let's see. Industry reports says will include camera. An unverified tipster has claimed the Switch successor will actually be called Nintendo Focus. I don't even know what to believe of that one. Like, I don't have to your camera, but oh, there we go. Nintendo Focus. I mean, I guess. Like, right? Like, what do you think?
I don't know. It sounds weird.
I mean, would you expect a Nintendo Switch, you know?
No, not really.
I don't know why, but your camera's like whacking out. It died. Awesome. Let's see here. Oh, God. Oh, no. He left. Oh, no. I guess it's now the me show. Let's see here. And while we wait for him, remember to like, comment, subscribe, tell us your favorite color, join our Discord or YouTube stuff, Apple Podcasts, and other things. You know? Sure. I'll be back. Okay, perfect. Yes, the Nintendo Focus. I mean, they're not going to... I don't think they're going to call it the Switch 2, right?
No. It'd be like the Switch Plus or Switch I or
but I don't think they would do that, because what happened with the Wii and the Wii U, they just didn't distinguish it being different. Right. So
yeah, they're like, it's probably gonna be a whole new name.
I mean, I don't even care about the name, to be honest. Like, it really means little to me, but
right, the Focus though, it sounds weird. I guess the Switch did sound weird too when it first came out, so.
And then it says here, the last one, Nintendo Switch 2 has been tipped to $399, which is $50 more than the Switch OLED. I'm very concerned about that, because there's other reports that there's no OLED. It's just going to be back to LCD, which is abysmal. I'm not going back.
That's stupid.
It's so bad.
Come on, Nintendo.
If that's the case, you know, if it's not, I just don't think that we have a need for anything that's not OLED at this point. Give me, like, if it's 400 and OLED, I'll be happy. But you want me to go 400 and no OLED? You know, that's an issue. Let's see. Let's talk about blah, blah, blah. And then I remember reading somewhere that apparently it's going to have, like, a second cartridge slot.
For, like, Switch games?
Yeah.
It's gotta, right? It has to be backwards compatible.
That's the assumption. I just, like... I don't know if I believe in a second slot, though, because...
No, it'll be like...
I mean, the DS did that.
The same slot... Oh, yeah, the DS did do that, didn't it?
Yeah, but...
I was going to think, like, a same slot for both things and just make it the same. There's nothing wrong with the Switch cartridges.
I think it's the limit on size. I think they're trying to... But my solution would be, like... How do I put it? Basically... If we have the base Switch cartridges, maybe it's like there's a groove. So when it detects like a basic Switch one, you just click it and there's like a little bit of empty space because a bigger cartridge would just, you know, take up that space. Right. So it's like a 2-in-1. That's like the only way I could think about it. Because if they had two slots, then my fear would just be that like the next console after that is just going to erase the base Switch one. And they'll do the stupid cycle when they really need to get behind some unified backwards compatibility single slot. You know, you chose this road with cartridges. Now figure it out.
I know. Just go back to discs, Nintendo. Come on. You're killing me at this point. Use like the little PSP discs. Those can hold more storage, I'm sure.
I like to think so, you know.
They know how to do it. It was the GameCube discs. Oh my God, Nintendo, come on.
I don't think they held that much though.
They could use like little Blu-ray ones now though and have more data on them.
Oh no, there's only advances, but I don't think they're gonna do this because if it's a portable system and it's reading the disc, it's just gonna just not gonna be a good time.
No.
One second, there we go. I just I don't know. I hope it's early. I hope it's early next year. I hope it's backwards compatible and
free Nintendo sponsor us. Send us the Switch, the Nintendo copy. Focus. Yeah.
Yes. I want it. Free. Oh, and also I want reverse dock. I want to be backward dock compatible.
Oh yeah. Like, a dock needs to work with it. It's just a Type C. There's no reason it shouldn't. Just design it the same way.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, because like love my Pokemon OLED. And you have
the Zelda one.
Yeah, the Zelda one, which is like it's beautiful. And wait, you didn't tell me. Did you pre-order the Mario OLED?
No. No, I can't justify it.
You finally stopped your obsession.
That's right. I'm done with this. No more Switches. Only the Focus. Give me the special edition Metroid Prime 4 of that. I'm on it.
One final question for you, and I guess the other people will respond to it. Do you think there'll be like a special edition Switch on launch, or Focus, as we put it? Like, do you think there's going to be like a hypothetically, it's like
for the Switch, right? For
Zelda? No, but I assume they're terrified because of how bad the Wii did.
Right.
Although Breath of the Wild probably was going to be a system seller, so you know it goes. Oh, they have the special edition for Breath of the Wild. It's not the. I don't think the Switch itself had an engraving. I think it was just like the collector's edition for Breath of the Wild.
Oh right.
Right. So yeah. So I mean, it depends on the game, but I don't think they do for Metroid Prime 4. But side note, double side note. I hope by some Reggie mystical powers that a launch title for this Nintendo Focus is Mario Maker 3.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like literally take everything from 2 and just add more to it. Give us Wonder, give us like, you know, Wonder theme, somehow give us a, I don't know, a 3D, maybe N64 theme where like it actually lets you make a small 3D world. I don't know. I can't imagine the polygons in N64 are that demanding.
It can't be that hard. Like, come on.
Yeah, so I'm going to hit the outro button there. There we go. That's the show, guys. Thanks for watching. I hope you enjoy this retro, old, new format. I think it went pretty well other than Derek's camera dying.
Yeah, the whole, like, Streamlabs, like, died.
Oh, just crashed.
Yeah.
That's rough. All right, well, remember, join our Discord. Watch our stuff. We're a bald hair close to YouTube partner program, or at least for like the membership buttons. So get us there, please. It takes like a month for the application. Join our stuff, rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, join our TikTok, and watch our Baldur's Gate playthrough. It's really fun. We'll see you guys next time. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.